From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Authorities are learning more about the two San Bernardino attackers who killed 14 people and wounded 21 others at a holiday office party last week. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, investigators are looking at whether one of the shooters had been preparing an attack years ago.
Authorities close to the investigation tell NPR that they're looking at whether Saeed Farouk, one of last week's shooters, had almost launched an attack back in 2012. Officials say that Farouk had been in contact with another man in Southern California who had extremist views. And while they wouldn't say what kind of attack Farouk was contemplating, they say they think he and the other man abandoned their plan after four men in the Los Angeles area were arrested in November 2012 for planning to go to Afghanistan and to join the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Officials say the arrests may have spooked Farouk. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
President Obama marked the 150th anniversary of the signing of the 13th Amendment with comments that seemed directed at Donald Trump. NPR's Maura Liasson has that story.
At a ceremony marking the constitutional amendment that ended slavery, the president said Americans would be betraying their past and their ideals if they failed to push back against bigotry in all its forms. It seemed like a veiled swipe at Trump, who has called for blocking Muslims from entering the United States in the aftermath of the recent terror attacks.
Remember that our freedom is bound up with the freedom of others. Regardless of what they look like or where they come from or what their last name is or what faith they practice.
The White House says the president's message stands in stark contrast to the rhetoric from a variety of Republican candidates for president and that he was not directing his words at one individual. Maura Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
Senate lawmakers have overwhelmingly approved and sent on to President Obama a measure that would replace parts of the 2002 No Child Left Behind law, which has been criticized by many educators as overreaching. Instead, states and local districts would be able to determine how to best address problems with school or teacher performance. Roberto Cavallaro is superintendent of Miami-Dade Public Schools.
One of the biggest challenges with No Child Left Behind was that it expected 100% proficiency for all students across America by the year 2014. You and I know, and any reasonable person knows, that reaching 100% proficiency is nearly impossible.
Bill, which President Obama is expected to sign, continues federally mandated reading and math exams for grades 3 through 8, but lessens the high stakes for so-called underperforming schools. It would also bar the government from requiring specific academic standards like Common Core. A state oversight board in New York has upheld plans by Governor Andrew Cuomo to up the minimum wage for fast food workers to $15 an hour over the next 3 years in New York City and over the next 6 years in the rest of the state. On Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 75 points. The Nasdaq was down 75. This is NPR. According to the Obama administration, upwards of 1 million new customers have signed up for 2016 coverage under the president's health care law. Another 1.8 million current customers are indicating they plan to switch coverage plans or renew their existing coverage. New numbers come ahead of a December 15th deadline for consumers to sign up for subsidized private coverage, taking effect January 1st. Douglas Tompkins, who quit a highly successful business career to devote his life to conservation, is dead at 72. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports Tompkins was killed in a kayaking accident in Chile, where he did much of his work.
Tompkins co-founded the North Face, the outdoor gear company, and also the clothing line Esprit. But in the early 90s, he abandoned the retail world to spend his time and money on environmental work. Tom Butler is with the Foundation for Deep Ecology, one of the groups he founded.
His focus was just so intent on using his time and his energy to do conservation activism, as well as protect land directly.
Tompkins and his second wife, Chris, the former CEO of Patagonia, donated 2.2 million acres of pristine land in Chile and Argentina to create the basis for a vast national park system. Chris Tompkins is expected to carry on their work. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.
Travelers flying economy class on United Airlines have probably noticed there aren't a lot of amenities, but the airline expects to change that beginning in February. United announced today will bring back free snacks for economy class passengers starting then. Snacks were discontinued in 2008. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.